Three pupils are using tracing paper overlays, figures 1, 5 and 8, to convince another small group that they can prove that the angle sum of a triangle is 180 degrees.
Okay, so we're going to try and prove to you three that angles inside a triangle add up to 180 degrees.
I'm going to mark two arrows on figure 5 to show that the two lines are parallel.
Which two lines?
The parallel ones.
Which ones are they?
The horizontal ones.
And I'm going to mark the alternate angles X.
Which alternate angles?
Where? The one was the acute on either side of the transversal above the parallel.
Above which parallel? Because there's two parallel lines.
Above the bottom parallel and below the top parallel on either side of the transversal.
So we're given that alternate angles on a parallel line add up equal.
On figure 8, I'm going to mark on two arrows to show that the two horizontal lines are parallel, and I'm going to mark on the two acute corresponding angles.
Where are they?
They're both on the right side of the transversal.
Why have you labelled them with Y?
Because
they're both the same.
So we're given that the corresponding angles on a parallel line are the same. If we move figure 5 and figure 8 together so that they make a triangle with the top vertex on the top parallel line, then we've got the left, and we mark the top vertex in the triangle as Z.
Why?
Because we're just going to call it Z. If we put the figure 1 straight line on the left-hand transversal, we can see that forms a straight line with Z, X and Y.
How can you tell that forms a straight line with 180 degrees in it?
Because the angles on the straight line
add up to 180 degrees.
And that's a given
fact. Right, so Z, X and Y all add up to 180 degrees. So we know that's true. So then, since the other X is an alternate angle to the one on the straight line and the other Y is a corresponding angle to the one on the straight line,
They must be equal.
They're not exactly corresponding though. If they were on the right hand side of the transversal, they'd be corresponding.
No, they are corresponding because we showed that a minute ago with those two, with the ones in figure 8. So the Y and Y on the right-hand side of the transversal above the two parallel lines are corresponding angles, because that's a given fact. And so, if Z, X and Y all add up to 180 degrees on that straight line, then they must all add up to 180 degrees inside the triangle. So we've proved that the angles inside a triangle add up to 180 degrees.